Without even saying a word, a small city in southeastern Wisconsin may make itself heard in the national discussion about the cost of prescription drug prices. The Milwaukee suburb of Oak Creek may become the first city in Wisconsin to give municipal employees the option of buying drugs from Canada. Oak Creek Alder Al Feckler supports the idea.
The benefit of doing this, in my mind, is that a relatively small community in southeastern Wisconsin, Oak Creek is a city of approximately 31,000 people, you know, we can join others in a national debate, others like Governor Doyle, on a national debate on the cost of prescription drugs in the United States.
Feckler says it could save Oak Creek more than $100,000. He said it could also reduce or eliminate employee copays for medication.
If you have a retiree in the city of Oak Creek who is on 5 or 6 maintenance drugs and they're paying anywhere from $10 to $30 copayment for those drugs, that's a significant savings. You know, that's, every month that's a trip to the grocery store.
The Oak Creek proposal linking municipal employees to Canadian pharmacies is modeled after programs in Springfield, Massachusetts and Burlington, Vermont. The Human Resources Director for Burlington says so far only 30 employees are using the suggested website to save on prescriptions. That city is about the same size as Oak Creek in population. Burlington, Vermont may be off to a slow start, but nevertheless, its resource director, Harry Snyder, thinks many other cities will encourage their employees to buy medication from Canada.
Do I understand the benefit of it? Absolutely, I do. I would say that based on the information coming out of Washington, I believe even the administration believes it's going to spread.
Recently, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson said that legislation allowing the importation of prescription drugs was inevitable. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.